Now we're back for part two of the book club, and I'm very pleased to say joining us in the studio is novelist D.S. Johnson Mills to talk about her novel. It's a debut romance called Choosing Me. So hello, good afternoon.
Oh, hello. How are you?
It's lovely to see you, and this is your very first radio interview, so it'll be there forever.
Yeah, it will be. Thank you. That just made me feel more... nervous.
It should make you feel right. I'm really pleased because it'll be your first, and that will always be, I'll be the first one that's ever interviewed you.
Oh, I had someone say that to me the other day when I told her I was having a facial for the first time.
Oh, I love a bit of relaxation. Oh, I love that. What did you have? Was it a sort of massage? And
yes, it was actually, I did it in America, and there was a fireplace going, and she had me under the sheets, and she was like, normally I don't like that sort of thing, like being touched, but it was actually quite nice.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to having another one.
Yeah. It's very expensive though, that's the thing. I had a hot stone massage last year. It was fantastic in Brentwood. It was amazing. Big stones, obviously, for to cover my body. So we're going to talk about your debut romance novel called Choosing Me. But when did you first get the writing bug?
Well, in 2021, we had just like come through quite a traumatic time. And for some reason, I just started to write. I think that I've heard that people from the Caribbean, whenever we're going through traumatic times, we become creative. So I guess that's probably where it came from.
And so before that, you'd never written sort of short stories, or had that been
as a child? Well, growing up in the Caribbean, you know, you're always encouraged to be creative. And so, you know, we did it all, singing, dancing, writing. So at school, I wrote. My English teacher happened to be my cousin, so I didn't really enjoy writing because I would write an essay and then I'd give it to her and then she'd come back and say, you could do better. And then I've got an A. So she was always making me push myself to be better at writing. So I didn't particularly enjoy it. But for some reason, in 2021, I just turned to writing. And... it was quite funny because I didn't have a plan to do it. It just started to happen. And then every day I'd get home from work because I work full time. And so I get home from work and like, I can't wait to just sit down by my laptop and just start writing.
Do you, I've asked musicians this, when they write, they get sort of ideas for songs. Do you feel that story, and it's going to might sound a little bit weird, came through you from somewhere else, like a bit spiritual?
Well,
is that the way, because had you never really done before, did you feel like it sort of came through, to the page?
Well, it was quite funny because I was thinking of someone that I met. And so I once went into a meeting because I used to work in the whole corporate environment, which I definitely was not. For me, that was a trauma because I couldn't survive in that world where you have to just kind of have a poker face all the time. Anyway, I met this chap in a meeting and it just kind of stuck with me, the intense way he was looking at me. So I started out wanting to write about him, but then I couldn't. It's like, how do you write about guys? Because I don't know what they think about. I don't know what they're going to say. It doesn't sound right. So then I decided to switch to the female protagonist, and suddenly all this other stuff started coming out. So it was completely by accident, but I just kept going because it took me to a space where I felt really happy. And I haven't had that. I mean, I haven't felt that since I was rushing home from work to pick my son up from nursery. You know, that kind of effervescent happiness that you have. That's what I had with the writing. So, of course, I kept going.
How difficult is it, because you're doing a full-time job, to be dedicated? Because it's one thing, you know, starting to write, but it's even on days when you don't feel like writing, you have to sit there, don't you, to see what comes out?
Yeah, I didn't really have those days. I mean, I know that, of course, people do have days when they don't feel like writing, but for me, it wasn't like that. I was really looking forward to it. And if there was one time when I didn't write, I mean, if you can ask my husband, I used to get up at 3 a.m. and write. I mean, it was just a happy time for me. And I have a pretty stressful job where, because I'm a financial controller, so at the month ends, I'm really busy, year ends, I'm quite busy. So all of that, when I thought about the writing, it was kind of outlet. It's really quite good for me because it was quite therapeutic. So I really enjoyed it. The only thing that I really worried about was trying to make, every time I sat down to write, I wanted it to be better than it was before. I wanted to do something amazing. So even now when I'm writing, I realize that what I wrote 2 years ago, it's not as good as what I'm writing now. Because it's like you keep honing that skill and you get better and better. So this is for me like a really good experience because I quite like that. I want to challenge myself. And it's much better than exercise, I'm sorry.
I think anything's better than exercise, although Sylvia would probably say slightly different, being very nimble over there. So the debut romance novel is called Choosing Me. So we want people to buy books. You know, we want people to actually buy a physical copy of the book. So give us the outline of the book without giving too much away, but tell us about some of the characters in the book and what it's about.
Okay, so the characters are, the main character, the protagonist, her name is Dylan, she's a young girl from Boston, and she is having some difficulty with her family situation, and so her grandmother encouraged her to go off and be by herself because obviously she's struggling. And so she comes to London, and she meets Toby, who's a best friend, and they just have a lot of fun together, and so she can just kind of get rid of all the heavy baggage and just have a great time. And then obviously she falls for Toby's best friend, who then takes her on a rather intense physical relationship. And she falls for him. And then unfortunately the ex shows up with a bit of a bummer. And so because it was too close to home for her, it was, so she decided to end the relationship. So it's just about that and what happens. That's in book one. And then book two basically expands on it a little bit more. If you break up with someone and you truly love them, what happens after that? Do you get back together? Do you work things out? So yeah, that's pretty much it, for not to give too much away. But yeah, but she also deals with a lot of her family issues, because obviously for you to be able to live a life where you can be happy with yourself, you kind of need to deal with all the little cobwebs in your past before you can move on. I mean, I know a lot of people say that's not true, but I think it is, because it's kind of like you've got all this baggage with you as you know, you're doing whatever you're doing. Like for me, example, being a girl who wasn't raised by my mother, when I was raising my son, it was kind of like I could see how I could be better, but I just didn't know. So I was just kind of learning on the fly. Whereas if I had dealt with all those issues, then I think I could have been such a, you know, a much better mom. He's done all right, though. He had Brad.
How old's your son?
Well, he's 22.
No way.
Yeah,
you got a 22-year-old?
Yeah.
How come you look so young? What's going on in this studio? Gosh.
It's a writing.
I think I better start writing as soon as I get in. How did your husband feel when you sort of said, this is the book? Was it a real surprise?
Well, he's not really a reader. And to be honest, I wasn't sticking. I was quite surprised about a few things. First of all, I didn't know about this whole genre thing because I was just writing. And then I was told you need to be in a genre. And I was just, that put a lot of pressure on me. I mean, when I started writing, it was just so much fun. And then as I suddenly realized, okay, you need to send it to editors. You need to start doing submission. You know, then that's when all the pressure started to come. And I just was like, I just passed it on to him because it was kind of interrupting the flow. You know what I mean? It's like when you start talking about social media, which you have to be on, that's when I was feeling the pressure. The writing for me was, you know, it was kind of like if I had writer's block, I would go out for a walk. So I suppose exercise does help. And then everything would just started to flow. Music and walking really helped me to get all that stuff together. And then my husband, he's a little bit of a social media guru. So he helps me with that. So for him, it's kind of almost like a team effort, but where he hasn't actually read the book, though. He's just taking my word that they're good.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that in the background? You can hear Sylvia. What do you go? Oh.
I read it.
Yes.
Every word.
Every word. Yes, yeah. Sylvia reads everything, don't you worry.
Yeah.
I did ask you off air just to have a think about to sort of set the characters in people's mind, because it is set, part of it's set in Essex as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It started out in Essex. Well, I live in Essex, so I always like that's, you know, it's kind of like you're writing, and I didn't want anyone to think that I was the protagonist, even though the people closest to me, they keep saying, oh, you're Dylan, your husband is Marcus. And I'm just like, stop. No, it's not me. But obviously, when you're writing, you know, it's easy when you write about what you know about. So yes, I did start in Essex. Obviously, I know a little bit about Boston, so I wrote about Boston. I mean, as the books go on, they do go to different places. So, you know, keep it interesting. But yeah, I started out in Essex. She had her little apartment in Essex, and that's where the relationship started before obviously he whisked her off to his penthouse in London. I couldn't resist that because I do love Canary Wharf. So, yeah,
yeah.
I had to throw that in there.
I always wish that I bought something there about 25 years ago or 30 years ago. And you go, oh, no. Can you imagine if you'd have gone, I'll have that flat. How much is it? Like 70,000. That's fine. It'd be worth millions now. I did say to you off air about for people out there listening and to give a picture in their minds. Not everybody gets a picture in their mind when they read a book. I always do. I always see it as a film. Some people don't. I never realised that.
Yeah.
As a population, quite a few people don't. But with the characters, if you were going to have this as a film, who would you have? Who would you say would be the, to give people an idea, who would be the two lead or three sort of lead characters?
Okay, so definitely Madison Bailey from Outbanks, I think it is. I'm just watching a series on Netflix. But I think she would be Dylan. There's a chap called Pete Bennett. I think he would be Toby. And Evan Roderick. He would be Marcus because I don't know if you've watched the Netflix show that he does, but he's his mannerisms, his facial expressions, I think he would work as... But I didn't think about it as a movie because I just had the people in my head. I was just kind of going. But that would be who I would choose if I had to.
Yeah. Well, it could be a Harlan Coben moment because he's doing pretty well at the moment, isn't he, for writing all the miniseries and things like that. He's doing brilliantly. Now, you're actually published as well because we were just saying as well off air, you can have your book and then begins the real hard work. Mm-hmm. And some people are not social media savvy or that, you know, they're a little bit shy, but you can't be if you're a creative because you've got to get the thing out there. So tell us about how you managed to get the book sort of out there.
Okay, so I was doing the submission route. Oh, brutal. And I figured, well, I'm not someone who's very patient, so I didn't want to wait. I mean, sometimes they would say they would get back to you in like 4 weeks, but then when they didn't, I just kind of moved on. But that's just who I am. Brad has wanted me to wait, but I don't really think like that. So then I just started, I just looked around for indie publishers, and I found an indie publisher. And then obviously by that time that I found them, I had already sent my book out to be edited because I really wanted someone to tell me if it was good or if it's just in my head. So I did have all the heavy editing done because I just wanted to write. I didn't want to think about spelling or grammar or anything. So I did have it edited by two different people and then two different editors, actually. They were quite good and they were very different. I really wanted a guy, but I couldn't find one because I think a man would have an interesting take on it, but I couldn't find one. So I think maybe in the future I might try to find... And then, so I sent it to a publishing company. Obviously, I had to pay, but I was in the position to pay because it's something that, it was like it was my baby. But the thing was, every single time I'd get an email when they would come back to me with either a review or just telling me something was going on, the happiness was just mad. I was just thinking, how could anything make you this happy? So the whole journey to getting the book published was pretty amazing. And then, obviously, it was taking quite a long time. So then I was obviously getting a little bit uptight and stuff like that. So it did, after a while, you know, the thing is just to believe in what you're producing and not to get too bogged down in whatever's going on. If they send something and there's a small error, you know, I didn't realize I was such a perfectionist. But it's like one little thing is wrong and then suddenly you're so edgy. But now I feel like I've come to the other side and I just want to enjoy this time. So we are doing the promoting. It's a whole new world, but I'm trying to also learn it because I'm the type of woman like, yes, I rely on a man, but I kind of like to learn how to do it as well so that I can do it myself, you know, in case I decide to kick him to the curb. But so I am learning it, but it's just a minefield. So every time I learn something, I think, okay, I'm going to look for someone who could do this for me. And so, you know, when you were talking early and you mentioned a few promoters, I'm always writing those down because I'm thinking, I really, like, I need the help. And I'm not afraid to ask for help. I mean, I was in London on Saturday and I was totally lost. And I'm like getting out of the car. I'm like, hey, sir, can you help me? That's me. So, I think I'll be able to get through it. I mean, it's a little bit tough because it's unknown, but... I think I'm looking forward to the challenge.
And you've got some great reviews as well.
Yes, I have actually.
Which is always wonderful. People that you don't know, and that's even better.
No, it is good because then the funny thing is because it's the first one, I feel like now if I was writing it, I would be so much better. But I wanted to keep the authenticity of it because it's kind of like, you know, when you're reading a series of books and you start out and you think, oh, this one's not as good as the next one. So I want people to be like, the next one is coming out. I'm just reviewing it. And I want people to maybe, you know, all my fans to see how I've kind of grown. And it's like, by the time you get to the last one, it's like, yes, she's honed that skill. I mean, but I'd like if people tell me if I haven't as well. Because I do, I'm not someone who's shy of criticism. I really, like some of the editors, I was thinking, are they just being nice? Because I want the, like my father, when I went to Boston in November, my father was the first one. Well, he said, I'm not reading it, it's got too much sex. Fine. But then he was giving me advice. He was saying there were some times when you came out of the character. And I was just like, yeah, I really, really like that. But yeah, I was like, what? Where were you? Why didn't I send you that stuff? But he's busy doing his writing. So I, because my father's a musician. So I just, he's quite busy. But I want someone to kind of just be that type of critic with me, because I really want to go back to the drawing board and get it right. Like sometimes my sister used to go, yeah, I'm not feeling that. And I used to really like that, because then I would go back to the drawing board and just kind of rehash it, try to get it better. You know, that's the type of thing I love.
But, as I said, you've got loads of really good reviews from people you don't know, which is always the, you know, you can get your friends and family, but when you get that review that goes, oh, I really like your book, and it's but, and you go, I don't know them. I don't know who this person is.
Yeah,
and,
and
that's a bit where you think, oh, wow, this is somebody that just doesn't know me, that's read my words.
I know. But I try not to, even though I do look at the reviews, I try not to get too bogged down with that, because I do worry that one day I'll read something and it might, you know, maybe knock me the other way.
See, we always do that, don't we? You could have 100 amazing reviews.
Yeah, and the one.
And you get the one. And it's when we, for some reason, we always pay attention to that one. I always say this on air, don't pay attention to that person, because they mean nothing to you.
Yeah.
But we seem to take the word of the one person out of everybody else that doesn't like it. Yeah,
because it's just, it's not like, for example, like I did used to write when I was younger, like I said, but like now I've worked in finance for so long, it's like, it's what I know. So now it's kind of like I'm in uncharted territory again, and I don't have any formal training, and I want to be really good, you know? It's like my old English teacher, who was, by the way, my cousin, who just used to tell me, you didn't do good enough, even though she was giving me an A, you know what I mean? This is kind of how I put the pressure on myself to be better the next time.
Yeah.
So, see how that goes.
Well, the book is called Choosing Me, and it is out now. And then the follow-up, have you got the name for the follow-up? You love
Choosing
to say?
Love.
Choosing Love.
Oh.
And when's that? Is that going to be out later on this year?
Well, I'm hoping by March that it will be out. I mean, they were saying to me, the publishing company, they were like, we're ready to go, but I'm now just reviewing it. I want to read it. There are a few things that I wanted them to do. For example, like the way my name is written on the first one. I've noticed that other authors, they kind of, that's like their brand. So you have your name in a certain way.
Mm.
So that I've asked them to do. So there's just a few little things. Like I was saying, you know, you get bogged down with these things, but then now obviously they're important, because now you've got book one, you want to have book two, being now you've got like a brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got to represent the brand.
Brand.
Yeah.
So if you do want to get a copy, you can get it from, obviously, on Amazon. You've got your great website as well, haven't you?
Yeah, DS Johnson Mills, Denise Johnson Arthur @gmail.com as well, if you want to drop me a line, you know, to give me any little pointers, or if you want to ask any questions. But yeah, the website is DS Johnson Mills Arthur.
And all the details of that, if you haven't got it, will be up on the website, because this will be up as a listen again. So make sure you've got all the click and link throughs. So Sylvia, very passionate writer you brought in.
Yes.
You always bring the good ones in.
I know.
We've never had a bad writer from you.
No. It's 14 years.
Is it really that long?
Wow. How about that? We could form a club, couldn't we?
No, wow.
Yeah, we could. Well, we should do, really, because we've had so many amazing writers that have come in over the years. People with their first, you know, first bit of writing, or where they've got, like, books you brought in, actors and all sorts of people.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Haven't you?
Film people as well, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
It's brilliant. And Sylvia, also very, very passionate about writing, and always is. So if you can keep going like Sylvia, you'll do fine in life, because she never stops, do you, love?
But then it's history mainly, isn't it? Although I do short stories. Yeah. Some nasty things. But, oh, yeah.
You say it so nicely, doesn't it? Writes nasty stories as well.
And now and again, it's good for you. It's good for your brain.
Yes.
Reading as well. Keep reading. And read fast and join a group and listen to what they say.
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, congratulations on your debut.
Thank you.
And you've got the brand new book coming out in March as well. So you can find out more. Just go and have a look on the web. It's DS Johnson Mills. But all the details will be up online, so you can do a link through for the book. And thank you very much to Sylvie. It's been wonderful to see you in the studio live too.
And I'm so pleased you're back.
Thank you, me too. Yeah,
missed you. We've all missed you.
Next time you come in next month, we'll have some chutney. she makes this wonderful piccalilli chutney, which is fantastic. Yeah. And I remember a couple of years ago you made it, and I think it went within about 3 days. Because I'm not a big cheese eater, but I was like, I have to try some of this cheese, and it was very nice.
It was awesome.
You're meant to be doing a pickles book, aren't you? Like a pickles and kind of...
I was asked some time ago, but you can only work on one thing at a time, really, if it's going to be
It's
published.
Highly important we get that book out.
It's hard work, actually. Hard work.
Thank you very much to both my guests in the studio and to your lovely husband who you can say hi.
No,
he's not. There is a man in the studio, I can tell you. Thank you very much, Denise, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely
thank
to see you, Sylvia.